Todd is sort of a mysterious comedian. It's kind of cryptic.
I feel like an insult. I feel a veiled insult coming around.
No, insult.
Or not veiled. I feel a direct attack.
He's got the new CD, Todd Barry Falling Off the Bone.
Yeah.
It's got a DVD in there. There's like 20 tracks.
There's so much value in that.
DVD.
It's ridiculous.
Comedy Central Records.
Records, yeah, putting it out. You can buy it in stores, actually.
Really?
Yeah, the big muff.
Really? You don't have to go to toddberry.com?
Subtle placement of my website. I like that. It's so much better when you bring it up than when I go, hey, I have a website.
Is it toddberry.com?
Let me try to remember. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm one of those guys who pretends they're not self-promotional. I don't know. Someone else does it.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it has something to do with my name. You've got all kinds of stuff up there, though. Don't you have one of those sort of cutting-edge websites?
I do have a really cutting-edge website.
Yeah.
No flash on it, though.
No flash?
So if you dial up people...
Yeah,
I got something.
It's easy access.
It's easy. It's for. It crosses all. Whatever I'm trying to say here that's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good. It's perfect, Todd. So where'd you tape this thing, man?
I taped it at Pianos on the Lower East Side.
Are you guys still doing that show? I used to do a show with Dave Cross and John.
Yeah,
Benjamin.
We're doing it December 30th, actually.
Who's on that show?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's guests. Mark, do you want to be on it? I'm sure we could squeeze you.
I guess that's sort of what I was doing. Can I be on the show, man?
Yeah.
We're going up to, you remember that show we did at Southpaw in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That was a good show. That was Ted Leo was on that show, right? He's going to be on our show. We're going to be in Somerville this Friday in Massachusetts in Davis Square at the Someday Cafe. Yeah? And Ted Leo's going to be there. And
you're going to be broadcast?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
We're going to be sitting right there. People are going to be coming by. We got Ted Leo. We got Barney Frank, who's going to sing with Ted Leo, which is really...
Are you serious?
I don't know. No. They're just two guests on the show.
I saw Barney Frank in when I was in D.C. He was eating alone at some restaurant. That's my Barney Frank story, which... That's a good one, huh?
That's true, though. That was compelling, man.
It was a really compelling story.
Do you do a lot of morning radio? We all do.
Yeah. I was thinking today when I did this. I did one in... There was a club in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I don't know if you ever did that club.
No, I haven't.
And you know the way any time a comedy club opens up, it's always... 5 nights a week, no matter what city it is.
Yeah.
Grand Forks was a 5-night week. But we sat there, and the guy, this is a true story, and I did radio, and there goes, hey, the first 5 callers can get to see Todd Barry at this club. And we sat there, and we didn't even get 5 calls for free tickets. And I was like embarrassed. And I go, oh, the guy's like, oh, it happens all the time. maybe you should scale that number down. I mean, you control that. You control that. Why don't you go for like 1 pair? Let's see if we get that. We sat there. It was just unbelievable. It's like you see like 1. We just sat there. Like, you guys are aware these are free tickets, right? And it is Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Like, what could they be doing?
I know. It's like, I'm not saying I'm great, but what else you doing?
Oh, man.
What else you doing?
Yeah, I just did radio. Actually, I was in Seattle, and I've got a whole new respect for it now because I'm sitting here. You know, I'm hosting my own radio show, and it's really when you go in, sometimes you go in, you just assume, like, you know, I'm here, man, what's going on? And you enter someone else's world.
Right.
You know, it's their little universe. Have you ever been in those situations where you do morning radio, and you're all of a sudden some sort of strange competitive thing with the local bitter morning guy there?
Exactly. Yeah, there's guys who are actual, they're jerks.
Yeah, I know.
I did one in Cleveland where the guy was like, he brought up, I had just done the David Letterman show. But... John McEnroe was a guest host.
He goes, oh, it's not like doing Letterman, really, then. He goes, McEnroe, look,
it might not be, but it's still better than doing your morning show. It's still bigger than doing your morning show, I think.
I was on a show once, and the guy, like, I brought a joke up. He's like, yeah, we've been doing that all week. What else? It was like some current event thing about something Bush said. He went out of his way to make me feel like an ass.
Yeah, or they'll go. Or they don't do any research on you at all, and they get there and they go, who are you? What do you do? I don't know. Could you have nailed this down before?
Could you have done a little preparation?
Just one little quick Google. Do a little Googling.
But sometimes that's a liability if they look you up. I always get that thing where you prepare some bits, you want to do your jokes, and the guy's like, so Almost Famous, what was that about? How was that? What was it like being in that movie?
Or they want dirt. They want, like, celebrity emails.
But yeah, like you do your 5 minutes on Letterman, and the first thing that you do is you sit down next to him and he goes, guess who I'm having sex with? Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
What's Letterman like? Well, when we're at the diner afterwards. You know, he takes you all out to dinner afterwards. But,
So what about, where are you going next, man? You got big plans? You do a lot of
I got a gig in Hoboken on Friday. I'll be playing. I'm doing a show with Yellow Tango.
That's weird because I'm doing that on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah. Well, Saturday, we're going to get competitive now. I'll be at North 6 for the Onion Christmas Party, which I sold out. That means there's no tickets left.
Right? Oh, you mean I can't go? Because my Maxwell's gig sold out, too. I guess those must be the people that couldn't get into the Onion Christmas show.
I guess what Mark and I are saying is we're both doing really well.
Kind of.
And if you think we're funny, you can't see any of our shows.
They're all sold out.
The Onion, now, but of course, now I'm going to take it one step further. Wait, now what's the Onion Christmas Party?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just something. It's you didn't need $25,000 anyway.
Oh, my God. Is it a live show?
It's a live show.
But, I mean, is it like, it's not a party? It's like a...
It's a party with a live show, which is always not a good idea. But, yeah.
Oh,
I think
that's
a work because it's in a... You know, it's the Onion people, yeah.
And it's... But what are they doing? Is it an invitation-only thing?
No. It's a... What do you call it? A show.
American Crash thing.
Who's going to be on it?
Me, the guy, the guys from Stella.
Oh, you lost me right there.
some band, French Kick, I think. White Hassle, a band, the cool band.
Now I'm just happy I'm going to get to see 11th Dream Day live.
So you're doing the thing on...
I'm dealing with 11th Dream Day and Yellow Tango as well.
Yeah.
Did you know 11th Dream Day was still even playing?
I think I did some shows with them where there was a guy who was... Yeah, who was... No, I did. Long story short, no, I did.
Do you remember back in the old days? Now, me and Todd go back at least 40 years. Where back in the days where...
Back when you were one?
Yeah, we had nothing to do, and we just wander around the East Village and, you know, talking about how, you know, when are we eventually going to get to do something.
Oh, no. I still do that.
Yeah. And then occasionally, before we had any success as comics, he'd take me over to Tower Records to show me his band CD.
Oh, yeah, I had a CD.
He had it.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't in Tower, though, was it?
I think
it was.
It was
probably in,
man.
Like... I remember once I took someone over there. It was on a record store in St. Mark's. It was like a dollar rack.
Yeah.
And then next to it was a 50-cent rack. And I was like, and I was in the 50-cent rack with my old band.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Hey, it's all right. I get 49 out of every 50 cents. I had a great deal.
What was the band called?
I was in a band called The Chant. We were out of Florida. We're out of Florida. If you could still buy that record, though. That'd be great if I got huge and there was a sudden demand for that CD.
Chad.
Like everyone in the band became millionaires.
What was that thing you used to do about the you know, they never give the Emmys to bands that, what was that?
Oh, the, if you're trying to get me to launch into my act.
Come on, just do that one.
Oh,
We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Air America Radio. Hi, I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. This is Morning Sedition.
Yep.
We're listening to our interview with Todd Barry, and not unlike his situation in North Dakota, we were still waiting for the phones to ring. Have a listen, because our senior producer, Jonathan Clutch Larson, says he's never seen me laugh so hard on the air. Is that true? All right, here's Todd. Todd really wants to talk to somebody. And so we'd hate to have a repeat of what happened to him in South Dakota.
No, it was North Dakota.
I'm sorry. If you're in South Dakota, people have been phoning.
South Dakota, they have to install extra phone lines.
Yeah, 866-303-2270. We want these phones to ring off the hook for falling off the bone. Todd Barry's new CD.
No, I don't want to talk about the CD. I just love taking calls.
Are you doing Conan today?
I did it on Friday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was pretty good, man.
Did you do stand-up or did you do
sit-down? I just sat down, man.
But we were just talking about the swag you get at Conan. You get all kinds of stuff, man.
You get free.
You get a basket full of L'Occitane French skinware or skin products.
Yeah.
And they got candy in there.
They got candy,
But they give you this list of stuff. They got T-shirts, of course.
People at home who are at their jobs love to...
You hear about this?
Yeah.
We get a lot of
swag
stuff.
But they got lists. They got a whole list of stuff.
Call them.
You just call them. They send you a crate of water, dentine ice.
Well, they give you a pack of every kind of Altoid.
Yeah. Oh, you got that swag someplace.
And I brought the vodka to Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, didn't I? Or did I
haven't seen it since.
I did get it. Yeah, I did. You got it, right? Todd, man, what's going on with the love life? You all right?
I got nothing, man.
You got nothing going on?
I got nothing, man.
Oh, man.
But I'll take the third caller for
Dude, I wish I could help you out here. 866-303-2270. Would somebody please call and talk to Todd Barry? Come on.
If you've never won anything in your life, this is, I mean...
Or you can, if you want to see what he looks like first, go to toddberry.com where you can...
call.
I imagine you can also see some of your bills. Do you do that? Do you post the bills up there?
Oh, the receipt museum on my website. It's extremely popular. I post receipts.
I just saw Dan Patchman pick up the phone, man. This
oh, my God.
Oh, there's another call for Todd Barry.
We're on a roll now.
Let's take our sympathy call right now.
But, yeah, I don't know if we're going to put any through. It could be just people going, this is stupid.
Really?
No, who knows?
Do you get a lot of crankies?
No.
No, they email and blog.
Yeah, we've really? Got enough yeah. of the nice people on our blog. You know, Todd Barry has influenced a lot of comics. There's a lot of people doing vague renditions of
Billy
you.
Crystal.
Yeah, if it weren't for Todd Barry, Billy
there,
Crystal.
There would be no Billy Crystal.
Actually, the name of Billy Crystal's new Broadway show was originally The Todd Barry Story, and they changed it. Hold on. Looks like we've got Mike in Staten Island.
Oh, God.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you got going, Mike?
How you doing?
All right.
Just driving in the rain.
You know, they have a ferry, I think. They have a ferry. We have a little boat. You can...
You're just driving... Did you want to talk to Todd?
He doesn't want to.
Not really.
Somebody wanted. Nobody else did. So I
wow.
Shaolin, baby.
That's pretty cocky for a guy from Staten Island.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Mike. Kayla's
from
that.
Yeah, he's from Staten Island.
Are you really?
Mike, where are you
there
going?
There goes your microphone.
Where are you going,
where are you
man?
Going, Mike?
Huh? Everybody talked at once. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you headed?
Brooklyn.
Yeah? And what are you going to do over there?
Yeah.
I'm going to deliver 7,000 gallons of candle wax.
Whoa.
Really?
Really?
For what?
Candles.
Mark asked the probing, not obvious questions. What are you going to do with that candle wax? Make candles with it.
You never know.
I know.
Yeah, right?
All right.
It's liquefied, though? Now I'm curious. It's liquefied candle wax?
Yep. Heat it up till it melts, put it in the tank, and haul it that way.
Wow. Do you make this on your own? Is this your company, the candle wax company?
No, I just drive the truck.
Oh, yeah. So you weren't the guy with the brains behind the operation.
Well, I mean, that's disputable, but...
Well, be careful. It's rainy out there. You know?
Can you hook Mark and I up with some candle wax?
I'll buy a few candles.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Mike.
I guess it's better to just have the calls come organically rather than like.
Oh, wow. We got plenty of sympathy calling.
Was that a real? Well, is that a real call?
Yeah,
I think that was real. If it wasn't, it was very creative. The candle.
Uh oh. Staten Island rolling in again.
Oh, I insulted Staten Island.
Tim in Staten Island, how are you,
sorry,
Tim?
Sorry, Tim. I apologize.
How are you? Tim, what's going on?
I'm all right. I just felt bad for Todd.
Oh, this is not a good precedent, I think.
Wow.
There's got to be a more clever way to get calls without saying, I'm not getting any calls. I'm not getting any calls.
Thanks for helping out, Tim. All right, buddy.
All right, Tim.
Wait, we got Bonzo in Milwaukee. Oh, how can that be bad?
That's starting off bad.
Bonzo, what's going on?
I was just wondering, what do I win for calling up to talk to Todd?
You win the conversation and the story you're going to tell. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Are you in your car also?
No, I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm not going nowhere.
Bonzo stays home.
Hey, stay on the phone. We'll send you something.
Yeah, do you have Air America beer cozies?
Sure,
something?
Sure.
Yeah, we got some Air America swag.
Yeah, thanks for calling, bud.
Wow.
What do I win? Isn't just getting through and talking to me, isn't that half the prize?
Yeah.
That's prize enough.
People don't realize that you sell out everywhere you go.
I do. You're a huge act. I am a huge act.
Have you got any European tour dates coming up?
I see what you're trying to do.
I keep trying to lead him into his bits. He won't do it.
Do it, man.
Oh, here we go. Mariah. How are you, Mariah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that I met both of you guys at the Luna Lounge about 10 years ago.
And what do you mean to you, right? Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, it was great. It was great. But I have to tell you that Todd asked me out on a date.
Yeah, really?
Whoa. You turned him down, did you?
I was 18.
No.
Oh, I remember
18.
You.
Oh, sorry.
But that was 10 years ago. Keep in mind, 10
that
years.
Was 10 years ago. I'm a little older now, Todd.
I bet you're 28 now.
I am 28 now.
Thank God I got that calculator watch on today.
Go ahead.
I remember you, Mariah.
You do?
I do, actually.
You do?
Yeah. Yes, I think I do. I wish I could remember something about
crazy.
It.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, I'll take you up on that date now.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ryan,
you're not calling number three. Sorry.
Shouldn't I say you had your chance?
Oh, crap.
Well, you were there. You're short and you have brown hair, right? With long brown hair?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I don't remember you. I'm playing it cool. I don't remember you.
Stay on the phone. We'll get your number, and you can go out with Todd.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Assuming, of course, you get off the FDR Drive, which is where she is now.
You know, it's weird about Todd, just because I know.
I feel an insult coming.
It's not an insult. Is that there's literally, you know 500 or 600 women with that exact same story in the city.
Not eight. I'm glad she said it was great meeting us. Though,
yeah, that was very nice. Right? But not only that, she said that she's willing to go out with you now.
So after mulling it over for 10 years.
It took her a while to decide.
I don't believe that she was 18 at the time.
I do. How did she get in, though? But I remember there was a lot of those. There was a lot of people that used to hang out at Luna that were young.
She's probably one of those 18-year-olds that seems...
Now, Rob's probably going to get shut down because of this conversation.
There's a $5 million FCC fine. Did you say 18 and ask out? No.
That was very funny. My favorite comedian, Todd Barry. We got Walmart coming up next.